This is John Batchelor, speaking to Cliff May, the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about the state of the JCPOA renegotiation by the Biden administration after 3 years. Large amounts of cash have been handed over from different sources, but what has been accomplished? Cliff summarizes not only the opinion of observers, but of the IAEA, the nuclear watchdog at the United Nations. And going forward, the continued negotiation or pending negotiation for the watered down or the revised or the refreshed or the reawakened JCPOA, what is the purpose of it? Where is it going, given the ongoing war in the Middle East? It is now Israel and Tehran staring at each other directly. Here's Cliff May to explain. The JCPOA, the ambition of the Biden administration since its inauguration, and what happens next?
Absolutely nothing. What they're trying to do is get the Islamic Republic of Iran to agree to a weaker, a watered-down version of the JCPOA, which was President Obama's deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. It wasn't comprehensive. It wasn't a plan of action. It was, at most, a delaying of certain parts of their nuclear weapons program, while other parts, including missile production and sophistication, were ongoing. And interestingly, Rafael Grossi, as I said, the director general of the IAEA, was very clear about this. He said, look, he said there's no point to such a deal. It doesn't would not accomplish anything, even if the Islamic Republic of Iran, even if Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei said, I'll go along with it, which he hasn't, which he doesn't want to do. So it's a useless effort. The Trump administration did put fairly significant economic pressure on the Islamic Republic of Iran, but only for 2 years. It had a real impact. Foreign reserves were way down. They're way up again because sanctions haven't been enforced and because in various ways the Biden administration has been enriching the regime in order to appease it. But that means that this money, because it's fungible, can be used to support Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and make sure they have enough weapons. And as you say, the various Shia militias in Iraq and Syria.
More of this later.